having a great time reading the Miller's book together, but I'm not sure about what we were saying before, about mixing different kinds of wheat to make flour. How do you know what varieties to mix?
This is the most complicated part of the miller's job. As well as making sure that the whole mill was running properly, the miller, that was me, had to decide on the mixtures of wheat. That depended on the quality of the wheat, and that was determined through analysis and tests, such as the Pelshenki test, which involves taking a mill and grinding a handful of wheat. You then mix that with some yeast dissolved in water. Then you make two balls of dough, put them in a glass with water, and put the glass in a cupboard kept at a temperature of 32 degrees Celsius. Then you time how long it takes for the ball to rise to the surface and for the dough to break up. The longer it takes, the stronger the wheat. Then there was the Chopin alveograph. Not the musician, eh? This Chopin was a French scientist, and we used the Chopin alveograph to determine the rheological properties of the flour. That's to say, its extensibility, its resilience, and its strength.
Hold on a minute. Not so fast. What's all this about strength?
Flour strength is what makes the bread, or whatever it is that you are making, keep its volume. For example, a pan loaf needs stronger flour than a baguette. And at the same time, the volume is related to the amount of gluten, a substance that forms when flour is mixed with water, which first retains the carbon dioxide and then the water vapour to make the bread spongy.
Now you mentioned gluten. Everything you hear these days about celiac disease and gluten, is that something new or something that has always been there?
Wheat has always had gluten in it. What has happened is that over the years, humans have been modifying the varieties of wheat to make them richer in proteins, like the ones that form gluten.